Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to the Prizes Inside podcast.
That's correct. Also known as PIP for short, for those who are longtime listeners.
Longtime listeners, or if you just listen to the last episode. I guess we would probably start in the last episode saying PIP for short. I don't actually remember. But anyway, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And today, we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It's very possible.
To try a limited-run brand of Pepsi, which, wildly enough, is the second time we've had such an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, we got lucky and won another giveaway via social media from Pepsi.
And still, the Sweets and Snacks Expo denied us.
Yeah, Pepsi's given us freebies twice. Sweets and Snacks can't even say no to our faces.
We're saying to Sweets and Snacks, we would like to pay you to let us into your event. And they're like, I don't know about that.
Here's the thing. There's no way it was sold out. Like, I'm sure there was room for another couple of tickets to be sold.
Yeah. It baffles me. Yeah. Whenever I try to give somebody money and they say, no, thank you. What are you doing?
Maybe next year, though. Darn it, next we're going
to
try. Next
year, for darn sure. We'll have had close to 100 episodes. We would have gotten giveaways from Pepsi and Moon Cheese, maybe Mountain Dew. We'll find out
who
tomorrow.
Knows? Yeah.
But
we might have a whole portfolio that we have to ignore the numbers for.
And just as long as they don't ask for our demographics and listener information. That's not important, though. What's important is that we are respected.
The spirit is there.
Yeah.
And we would be more respected if we were let in the Sweets and Snacks Expo, whatever it's called. Sweets and Treats?
Sweets and Snacks
Expo. Okay, Sweets and Snacks.
Sweets and Treats would also be, that would be my kind of place.
That's what I would call it, Sweets and Treats. It's, you know, got that alliteration and everything.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, we're off topic here. But yeah, we want another one from Pepsi. Thank you, Pepsi, for randomly selecting us. Or if not randomly, you know, thanks, wink, wink. But either way, we're really lucky and thrilled to be able to talk about this flavor trio. It's not just one flavor. It's three different flavors that also combine to make its own fourth flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild ride. So buckle up, strap in, put on those helmets. Safety goggles are recommended.
Keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times.
No flash photography. Do not stare directly at the screen, etc.
Yeah.
But yeah, what we have today is the Pepsi S'more lineup that you may not have even heard of. If you're not as plugged in to, you know, the social medias and the trends and all that, you might have been out of the loop. It might have come and went without you even batting an eye in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But we are so technologically with our finger on the pulse.
Technologically, culturally, spiritually.
There's nothing that gets by us, not on our watch. And our watch is always happening. We don't sleep. We trade
it's
shifts.
Only our watch is only wrong twice a day.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
exactly. legitimately though, this is going to be a fun one, I think. So it was back towards the end of September, I think, when this started. I follow a foodie blogger person on, I think, Instagram, that post a lot about different snacks and stuff. They're basically like my go-to for the newest stuff because they're always like posting about it whenever stuff is announced or whatever. And I think they shared like Pepsi announcing this and I was like, oh, I'm sure we would have found out about it regardless because there's no way we would have not based on all the websites and things that I do keep track of for this kind of stuff. But all the same, that's where I initially found it. And very quickly, I was like, hey, Billy, do we want to try for this? And you were all in, of course. Why not?
Yeah.
So let's, you know what, I'll tell the story of how we won it after we do the press release. That way we get the whole setup and they know how it came to be, what the contest rules were and all that stuff. And then we'll tell how we lucked out. I think that's a good way to do it. This was announced September 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The title is Pepsi Delivers the Ultimate S'mores Hack with New Limited Batch of S'mores Inspired Flavors, giving fans a chance to mix, match, and drink their favorite treat. So, on the last day of summer, lucky fans can win the collectible trio of mini-canned Pepsi flavors, graham cracker, toasty marshmallow, and chocolate, by sharing how they s'more. Okay, this is from Purchase, New York, which I didn't know was a place. Once a treat typically confined to summer campfires, s'mores have become a cultural phenomenon. With a sweet taste of gooey marshmallows and rich layers of decadent chocolate, all placed in between crunchy graham crackers, Americans can't get enough of the indulgent treat. So much so that the demand for the classic dessert has cemented s'mores as a top food trend in 2022. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
For those who refuse to miss an opportunity to satisfy their s'mores cravings, Pepsi is launching the Pepsi S'mores Collection on the last day of summer. Now fans can enjoy their favorite do-it-yourself dessert anytime, even when summer ends. The Pepsi S'mores Collection features three distinct flavors, all packed into individual 7.5-ounce Pepsi mini cans to encourage mixing and matching your way to the perfect combo, served in a cold glass.
And let me just say that 7.5 ounces was the most inconvenient possible to split two ways. So yeah. Thanks for that, Pepsi.
But we'll explain also why it was tricky, because we weren't just splitting it in half. We were splitting it into, like, not quite thirds, but enough for a mixing of all three flavors together.
Yeah.
There was some math involved that I'm not
a fan of. There was a whole thing.
Yeah. So here are the flavors. Toasty Marshmallow is an entirely new Pepsi concoction, taking a marshmallow base with layers of toasted notes to mimic a light fireside flavor. Graham Cracker is infused with notes of honey and cinnamon to achieve the perfect balanced graham cracker flavor profile. And lastly, of course, chocolate. Chocolate contains dominant notes of cocoa throughout, with slight hints of vanilla to create extra creamy sweetness, mimicking a slightly melted chocolate flavor. So, here's how you could win one. So this is the setup for what game we had to play to win. Pepsi and S'mores fans alike must act quickly to be one of 2,000 lucky winners. Fans can share an image or description of how they s'more on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtags hashtag Pepsi S'mores and hashtag sweepstakes for a chance to win a set of the limited edition Pepsi S'mores collection. Oh, there's a quote. There's always a quote, right?
Yeah, okay. So this is the executive director of marketing from Pepsi, but they're going to have a specific department related to...
It is a name I recognize.
Oh, no. I'm probably going to know it when you say
it. I wouldn't remember it until I saw it.
I know, but, I'm not... There's no way I'll remember
is,
the name.
It strikes me as familiar. All right, I'll reveal it as their name is revealed in the quote here. S'mores is one of the most unapologetically delicious treats that everyone likes to enjoy in a different way. Why are they making s'mores out to be this, like, they don't play by the rules kind of a treat?
They're but, maverick.
Yeah. Who would they apologize? Why would they ever apologize? Anyway, on the last day of summer, we at Pepsi are thrilled to introduce an entirely new way to s'more with our Pepsi S'mores collection, said Todd Kaplan.
Oh,
I know.
Todd
Kaplan. Oh, Todd.
I was nervous that when you said it, I wouldn't actually remember, and then I'd have to pretend like I remembered, but...
No, that name, I don't know what it is, but I remember that name too. Chief Marketing Officer of Pepsi.
Oh my God.
This newest drop allows fans to construct their own s'mores to their liking, with the perfect amounts of graham, marshmallow, and chocolate in a deliciously indulgent drink without any of the mess. We can't wait for fans to try it. And so here's where they mention there's different, like, concoctions you can set up with the flavors. While there's no wrong way to s'more, there are certainly some favorite methods. S'mores aficionados can use the recipes below to fully optimize their Pepsi S'more collection experience based on the preferred flavor profile. Try your favorite or concoct your own. So basically, there's then four flavors they put together here that you can try. The first is the classic. Everyone's favorite for a reason, perfectly balanced, as all things should be, which is a reference to Thanos. Start with a cold glass, add a third graham cracker, third chocolate, and third toasty marshmallow. The next one is marshmallow is for lovers. If you find yourself standing over the fire with three, even four marshmallows on one stick, this recipe is for you. It's half toasty marshmallow, a quarter graham cracker, and a quarter chocolate. For the graham, get it, like Instagram. Often overlooked, but always reliable, the graham cracker is more than a vehicle for chocolate and marshmallow. And so this one is half graham cracker base, quarter chocolate, quarter toasty marshmallow, and topped with an extra splash of graham cracker.
That one's optional, but encouraged, according to the recipe card.
And then the last one is the chocolate connoisseur. For those who enjoy indulging in a rich, gooey tasting s'more, pour some chocolate, and then pour some more. So this one is 2/3 chocolate, 1/3 toasty marshmallow, and a splash of graham cracker.
That one's basically, you have a marshmallow in between two squares of chocolate.
Yeah, basically each of the variants are like, whichever one you like more of, make that like the dominant flavor. But we opted to split all the flavors so we could each try them with the same amount, and then we went with the classic.
Yeah.
So the last is just the rest of each one poured together.
If we had full-size cans, we might have been able to do more of these.
But with these small ones, we had to really be very
close. We had a measuring cup. It was pretty tight.
So yeah, that's the S'more collection. Again, I don't really know why it's a limited giveaway thing. Yeah. Why not sell it for a little, like during the, why not sell it from like September through November or December?
Make it a McRib thing.
Yeah.
The
people
maple,
would buy this.
The maple Pepsi.
I guarantee
was
you
really
people
good.
Would buy this. Yeah, the maple Pepsi was good.
Yeah.
But people would definitely buy like a variety pack, like a six pack. You get two flavors, you two of each, you know.
Oh, that's it. That's perfect.
But I don't know. They're doing some promotional thing. I think they just want to drive engagement. It's easier. Maybe it's cheaper. Maybe it's just literally cheaper to make this and then post about it on social media and not actually mass produce it. You know,
maybe they might have like a small bottle plant or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do their stuff, but to make such a small run,
right? The only thing I could think is maybe they thought these flavors wouldn't justify the push it needed to be sold and sell well. But it would be interesting enough for people to want to win for free.
Maybe, but like
that's the only thing I can think of.
I think more people are likely to try this than just Pepsi Nitro, unless you already know what it is. Like, if I walk into a store, before we did it, if I saw Pepsi Nitro, I thought it was a Pepsi energy drink, and I wouldn't have bought. If I saw Pepsi S'mores, I'm in.
I'm going to try
Sign me up.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just speculating because, you know, obviously we're not in charge.
Let's get Todd Kaplan on the phone.
Well, if we win that... Well,
ask Mountain Dew tomorrow. I'll say at the end of the call.
Can you put me on with Todd, please?
First, I'll ask for the new Mountain Dew flavor, the limited release that they're doing. And then I'll say, oh, by the way, how do I get in touch with Todd Kaplan, Chief Marketing Officer, PepsiCo? I have some questions for him.
I hope it works out. So where should we start?
With a s'more. You go out, like you just.
I was thinking
in.
Like graham cracker first.
Graham cracker,
marshmallow.
Chocolate marshmallow.
Oh, okay, chocolate marshmallow.
You put your chocolate in the middle?
Well, I just meant in terms of ones I wanted to try the most. Like, chocolate is so weird to me as a soft drink flavor that I was going to save it for last. But we could throw it in the middle.
The
chocolate is like the slice of cheese on a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, so we'll do graham cracker, chocolate, marshmallow.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start with the graham cracker one. There's about a gulp and a half, maybe two gulps in there.
Yeah, it's not going to be long. It does smell graham crackery.
It really does. It almost smells like a mixed drink, like a rum and Coke kind of thing, interestingly.
But it's not bad. No. Again, Pepsi. I would buy this.
Well, let's wait and see how we think of the flavor before we... Maybe we'll change our minds in a second.
Okay. Well, I would buy this so Madison could try it. Because there's no way any of this is going to make it home.
Nope. Unfortunately, there's no way. No.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi. What do you
think? Todd Kaplan. I would buy this.
That was, honestly, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That's a great start
to
this.
It's like I'm drinking a honey-made graham cracker.
But with that Pepsi spirit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because Pepsi has that, like, kick or that, I don't want to say, like, not spice, but that's not the right word, but, like, that sharpness to it almost, you know? Man, and the aftertaste is very graham crackery.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I'm going to rate that one. I'm thinking a 4 or 4.5, but I don't know.
I was going to go 4.5.
Okay, let's do 4.5 together. I don't want to set the bar too high, but that was a good one to start with.
That really was. Well, I don't think I'm going to like these as much, the other two. Because like the chocolate one, I don't know that it's on my level. I've had a I think they call it a brown cow once. Not a root beer float, but it's like Pepsi and then chocolate sauce. And I wasn't that big a fan, and I'm worried about that. And then I have thoughts about the marshmallow, and we'll save it. Before we move on, though.
Yes.
Because I don't think I've mentioned this in a podcast. I think I maybe mentioned it to you, but I don't think I mentioned it during a recording. A couple weekends ago, some friends did a Dr. Pepper taste challenge because they got their hands on Dr. Pepper 10, whose marketing was that it's not for women, you know?
Yeah, I remember
in the day. They got Dr. Pepper. They got Dr. Pepper Zero. They got Diet Dr. Pepper. And they got Dr. Pepper 10. There was another one, too. I can't remember.
They got Mr. Pibb?
No, this is all just Dr. Pepper.
Just the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, and the point was, can you tell the difference between the Dr. Peppers? And in particular, are women somehow turned off by Dr. Pepper 10? And I did it. I participated. I had the option to be videotaped, and I declined because I was suspicious what the result was going to be. And I didn't want to make a fool of myself. So I tried them, and honest to God, they all tasted the same. They didn't even all taste like Dr. Pepper. They just tasted like a cold beverage because we had just eaten dinner. So I had like some spicy stuff and hot dogs and Chicago style. So there was all sorts of stuff going on. My palate was just all discombobulated, turned around. So I drank the Dr. Pepper and said, well, I have no idea. So I ordered them and I was wrong on 100% of them. And then previously, I think maybe we've mentioned this, but you and I, we did the taste test, Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I could tell them apart. But then on a subsequent try, they were tasted the same.
Well, it's like when you start drinking like a Coke or Pepsi, those first few sips are more intense than the rest of it. I think that's just what happens when you try different flavors of like similar sodas. Your tongue is just like, well, it's Soda Land, whatever.
Yeah.
I got it. I don't need to think about this anymore.
It's kind of like within the last episode I talked about Cane's Chicken. Sometimes I get the big one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my tongue is really sensitive to flavors. Other times it's just like, that's cold beverage.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It gets to a point where your tongue's just like, all right, I got it. I'm clocking out.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's going on here. I'll see you later. Let me know when you're done.
So the point is, though, this one, very distinct flavor. Mm-hmm. I think I would be able to pick this one out of a Pepsi lineup.
Oh, I would be shocked.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what Dr. Pepper 10 tastes like or is supposed to taste like.
Well, if you ask me, it tasted identical to every other variety of Dr. Pepper, but...
it's very possible. I don't know if I've even had it.
I think it's discontinued.
Yeah, I was wondering, ask how they got it.
They got it on eBay.
Oh, it's got to be really old then, right?
It probably was. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a perfect lineup.
We've bought food off of eBay as well.
And we've eaten expired stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a canned soda.
But also, sure, expired stuff, you know, like you really have to, this has to be like a decade ago or something before it would be.
And there's almost by definition, there can't be that much sugar in it because it's only 10 calories. Mm-hmm. So, you know, only so much can live on aspartame.
That's true. Okay, so next is chocolate, right?
I would do chocolate just based on the way that I arrange my s'mores. The marshmallow is square
makes sense.
In the middle.
You're going to, next layer is going to be chocolate.
Yeah.
I agree. All right.
Again, smells
I don't like the way
so chocolate.
I don't like the way it smells, though.
If this one turns out to just be like,
it grosses me out a little
liquid
bit.
Chocolate, I wouldn't mind. And I have a chocolate story to tell after we drink this
Ooh,
one.
I'm look at you. Full you're of just, you're just a storyteller today. All right. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I would buy it outside of the set.
Ugh, no.
But I will say, I think it's doing what it's trying to do.
I don't know that it is. I don't like the chocolate. Whatever chocolate flavor they kind of went with, it doesn't remind me of like a Hershey chocolate bar.
Really?
No.
It reminds me of drink syrup.
It's too cocoa-y, I think, is the problem. Yeah. It's got like that...
It's not a milk chocolate.
Yeah, which, I mean, when I make a s'more, it's always a Hershey chocolate bar.
I think the milk chocolate would be too subtle a flavor for the soda.
At least it wouldn't be gross. Ugh, yeah. I didn't like it.
I'm not saying I liked it. I'm just saying, I think that this is the specific chocolate that they went for. I can taste the chocolate.
I do get that, but I think it was a bad choice.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't think I would drink it on its own. But 2.5.
2.5? I'm going with... I think 1.5's a little too much. I think it's a little too low, but I'm going to go with 2. I was not a fan. And I wasn't expecting much because chocolate soda itself is just conceptually a hard sell anyway.
Yeah, it's not really for me.
But... If it was a Hershey flavor instead of like another kind of chocolate, I think I would have enjoyed it more. There was just something about it that like, it tasted like a really bad mixed drink that had chocolate in it.
Yeah, I could see it. I just don't know if cola and chocolate.
Yeah, I think that's the main issue ultimately.
Yeah.
That's like oil and water. You just, no matter what you do, they're not really going to come together to make something that's more than the sum of their parts.
No, at least not for me or you, turns out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of any cola that could pull off a chocolate version. And I don't...
See, I don't think there's any cola that I would want a chocolate version of before I got a creamy version of.
I think that's the thing is, like, when I think of different flavors of, like, an established brand, they're usually, like, fruit variants. Like, like a cherry or a cherry vanilla, which, obviously, vanilla's not a fruit, but you know what I mean? Like, it's always in that berry or cherry world. So, like, there's, like, you know, like... There's been a berry Dr. Pepper that we tried, which is decent, but
unremarkable,
but wasn't kind of gross like this was. So I just don't think chocolate's something that ever works. That said, maybe mixed together with the other ones, it'll prove to be an addition that works for the s'more, that, you know, combo that we're trying. I don't know. It could also be the detriment. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking when I said I wouldn't buy it on its own. I might buy it as part of a set. We'll see. But the graham cracker one, just if that was in
the graham
a bottle,
one is so good.
Graham cracker Pepsi by itself, I would buy it.
Yeah. I think that works because graham cracker it's not a sweet flavor. It's got that bit of a honey thing to it, but it's not really like a very sweet base on its own. And so when you mix it with something sweet like Pepsi, you still get that sweetness, but there's not like a weird struggle like with chocolate where that chocolate's just not gelling at all.
They're fighting each other.
So I'm curious to see where marshmallow lands because I feel like it might be an in-between where it's obviously not going to be as good as graham cracker, but I don't think it's going to be as gross to me as the chocolate. Yeah. That's my guess before diving into it.
We'll see.
Had a chocolate story.
I did. I'll go quick. It's not that interesting a story now that we've already spent some time chatting.
Everything around us, man, more cool. I don't know.
I went to Sam's Club yesterday, in fact. And I love going to Sam's Club because every time I go, I'll see like, oh, that's a huge bag of something very efficiently priced.
Yep.
I'm all for that. But they also have flavors that I don't see at other stores.
Right? Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So I always really enjoy going to Sam's Club. I'm their perfect customer because I'll go in to buy cat litter and then I'll walk out with $100 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was going to buy a giant thing of Swiss Miss hot chocolates. There was 50 in the thing for like $8.
That would last me like 10 years.
Yeah. And I even checked the expiration dates. They're good for like 18 to 24 months.
So you got 2 years.
Yeah.
I think it's doable between two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then right next to it, they had hot chocolate bombs, which are just balls of
chocolate. Yeah, the chocolate ball. I have one. I've never gotten to use it yet, though.
So there was a pack of 7 for about the same price. So not quite as good as 50 Swiss Miss.
Yeah, quantity is being lost in that deal.
Yeah. But the Swiss Miss did not have marshmallows, which was a detriment. So I pushed those off to the side and I thought I'd try the bombs. And then last night I got home from Sam's Club. We had dinner. And I thought, man, it's kind of chilly.
Let's drop a bomb.
We're in November now.
Yeah.
It's hot chocolate bomb time. So we've recently moved and we have the appliances that came in the house. So first of all, our microwave, not very good. I had to microwave that milk for a long time.
Was this a microwave that came with the house?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I did it once and then I thought it was warm enough, but then I put the
did
chocolate.
Did you check the power settings?
No.
You should check that just to make sure it's not set to low.
That's good advice. But I pulled it out the first time and I tested it with my finger. I thought, that's pretty warm. I put the chocolate ball in there and it wasn't melting. So then I tried it after stirring it up a little bit. And I thought, no, that's pretty lukewarm. So then I took it, chocolate was in there and everything. And I put it back in the microwave and then I heated it up a little bit till it was warm. And then I tried it again. Then the chocolate started to melt. So I thought, okay, here we go. This is it. And then the marshmallows popped out and they came to the top. And they weren't the freeze-dried marshmallows. They were regular marshmallows.
Ooh, nice.
I actually don't like that in hot chocolate. I like the freeze-drieds, personally.
Oh, Billy. But,
anyway, the marshmallows aren't going to make or break this. I can tell you that. So the chocolate got all melted, and I thought, man, I haven't had hot chocolate in a long time. And I took a sip. It was awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was it was basically just like cheap milk chocolate ball that melted in there instead of being like a rich, dark chocolate or a... Even the Swiss Miss packs that make like it was just a real, it's going to sound weird because I put it in milk, but it was like a real milky chocolate flavor. It was not good. I was disappointed.
It's like the chocolate milk flavor you have when you want a glass of chocolate milk, but not when you want like a warm cocoa-y thing. Is that what you're getting at?
No, it's not even chocolate milky. It's like if you got an off-brand Easter Bunny. And then you melted it up into the hot chocolate and you tried to drink it and it's just like, no.
Huh.
I dumped a lot of it out. It was kind of making me
That's
sick.
A shame.
It was.
I hope mine is better. I haven't had it yet, but it's like a white chocolate one. I'm really excited to try it.
Mine's not. Mine was just regular milk chocolate.
So.
But next time, I'm just going to go with the million Swiss Miss.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So that was my chocolate story.
Well... Do we have a marshmallow story?
I have a story for all of
us. Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, great. I'm
coming
excited.
Prepared.
This is story time for me. I just get to sit here and listen.
Yeah.
All right, so up next is marshmallow. Smells weird to me.
Yeah, my preliminary thoughts are this isn't going to taste like marshmallow.
I hope I'm wrong. Yeah, because I take a whiff. I don't even know what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, it kind of smells not good. Yeah. But we'll see.
All right, down the hatch.
What's your drinking strategy been? I've been doing two gulps, basically. I do one gulp for an initial pass, and then I
do a couple small sips, and then a big gulp.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. What is it trying to do?
I don't know, but I don't like it. The graham cracker is going to be doing some heavy lifting on the s'mores. That's not a marshmallowy flavor.
Mm-mm. No.
It's not even like a sugary sweet flavor.
It's funny. It almost makes me think it's like a diet version of the chocolate one or something.
Kind of, yeah.
You know? It's... Yeah, let me read the description again. I'm curious to see if there's anything in there. Okay. Taking a marshmallow base with layers of toasted notes to mimic a light fireside flavor.
No.
I did notice, like, there was, like, a toasted, like, kind of element, but I don't know what the other flavor was. That wasn't a marshmallow base to me at all.
No, this won't come as a surprise to anybody, but I'm no stranger to toasted marshmallows. You put me near a fire with marshmallows, and they're getting toasted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what I like to do, you put it near the fire. Not enough to catch it on fire. I know some people like to catch it on fire. I like it when it does that,
though, because then it gets that nice crispy edge.
Yeah, but see, that's where they get you. So that the best. Yeah.
Who's they?
The
big marshmallow industry.
Yeah.
Big marsh.
Yeah. The key, though, is so you do that, you get like the rapid, you sear the marshmallow if you do it that way. But that's not the best.
Oh, okay.
The best way to do it. You want to do it nice and slow. You don't want it to be black. You want that deep golden brown. And then you take it, and then you can just pull that layer right off. And then you can just chew on that, and you get that nice toasty flavor. And then, if you want it, you still have the gooey bits on the end of the stick that you can eat as is for a nice warm, gooey marshmallow. Or you can re-toast that, and then you get the outer layer twice. That's, to me, the ideal marshmallow toast, is you get two toasts with a single marshmallow. But, you know, it takes a lot longer to
toast. That is a lot of work, it sounds like.
It is. No, I'm not
going to. I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah.
I want to get to that marshmallow quick.
But I really like my toasted marshmallows.
I believe it.
This was not reminiscent at all
of
a toasted marshmallow.
I agree. I don't know what that flavor was supposed to be. I mean, I know it's supposed to be marshmallow, but I just don't know what led them to think, we got it.
Yeah, I want
it's ready to go.
I want to be a fly on the wall of the focus group where somebody said, that's a marshmallow.
Yeah. If I had to blind taste test these, you know, I don't know why I grabbed the cups that we just used, but if you had to like line them up and say, these are different Pepsi flavors, can you tell me what like the twist is or what the flavor is included in this? Graham cracker, I probably would have been able to get.
Yeah.
I feel like pretty confident. If not, I'd be close to whatever that realm is.
At a minimum, as soon as they said graham cracker.
I'd be like, oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Chocolate, maybe.
I would have picked it up. I could taste the chocolate that they were. It wasn't great.
I wouldn't have been able to like. I would have been like chocolate, but I don't know what kind. Because like, but the marshmallow one, I'd have been like, I don't know, but it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
That would have been my result for that.
It's a really artificial.
Yeah. I don't
even want to say an artificial marshmallow. No. It tastes like chemicals that they've put into the Pepsi.
That's why I went with the diet comparison, because it's got that very fake taste. But I don't know what happened there. I really don't.
They
especially because the graham cracker one, again, is so good. I can't overstate how much they nailed that one, especially in comparison to the other two.
Yeah, I'm not joking. I would absolutely buy graham cracker Pepsi tonight if it was available.
So what would you give the marshmallow one?
Marshmallow one is...
What'd you give the chocolate one again?
I think 2.5.
Yeah, and I gave it a 2.
Yeah. I'm going to say 1.5.
Mm.
Only because it wasn't repulsive. Actually...
See, that's what I'm torn between.
I'm going to give it a 1. Because
a
we did...
A 1?
We did the...
Wow!
We did the Cocoa Pebbles... crisps, remember?
The really bad one.
Yeah, where those we were excited for it. We thought it was going to be good, and it was not good. This is marshmallows. Marshmallows. I've said before. I'll say it again. You give me a tub of freeze-dried marshmallows, I have to stop myself or they're going to be gone. I shouldn't have hit the table. That's going to sound good. I have to stop myself from eating the entire thing of marshmallows. I toast marshmallows twice around the fire. I spend entirely too much time toasting them. It's one of my favorite foods, and it tastes nothing like it. I'm very disappointed, and I'm going to go with a one.
I'm not going to argue a one, but for me, if it's a one, it has to be just outright disgusting. Like, I can barely drink it, that kind of a thing. Kind of like the some of those taco truck jelly beans, for example.
Yeah.
Some of those were around the ones. I'll give it a 1.5. I don't think it's good, but that 0.5 is just because it was tolerable. But yeah, it's still bad. Like, it's, I'm not going to split hairs about being a 1 or 1.5. It definitely, somehow I like the chocolate one better, which is saying a lot because I didn't like the chocolate one in particular very much. But yeah, that graham cracker is going to have to.
Yeah, it's
really just.
It's going to be like the end.
It's got the world on its shoulders, kind of a thing.
The end of Lord of the Rings. It's going to be Sam, and it's going to be carrying Frodo and Gandalf on its back.
Yeah. Wait, did you have a marshmallow story?
I did. This is a very brief story.
Okay, I want to make sure we didn't skip it because we've had a story for each one now.
So. I was at the dentist last week.
Yeah,
and you already know this. I think
it came. I did hear about the result. Yes.
Yeah. So the most cavities that I've ever had in a single visit is 11. When I was younger. And it's, I've been to the dentist a few times in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I don't think I went during COVID. So
I did not.
From before COVID until after COVID. And then I think twice I've been to the dentist since the end of that period of time. And I didn't have any cavities. But this time I had, I was going to have you guess, but you already know.
I already know because you told me on Saturday.
So I have 7 total cavities distributed throughout my teeth.
That was going to be my next question, though, is was there a cluster or a certain area they were at?
Well, so what's happened, I think, lately, I've been drinking a lot of, we've had a handful of full sugar soda times, which I haven't had as much.
Yeah.
I've also been on a bit of a candy kick lately. And I think I was just under flossing, you know.
Oh, are they in between teeth a lot?
Yeah, and it's also, this won't come as a surprise to anybody because I just said I had 11 cavities once. But basically every one of my teeth has a filling of some kind.
Yeah.
And these are, a lot of them are like at the edge of where filling meets teeth. And then they also said that once a cavity forms on one tooth, it will oftentimes propagate to the next tooth because it's just like a little bacteria
kind of. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I have 7 cavities, but I think I basically have 4 cavity spots. And it just, you know.
The cavities are set up.
Yeah.
So like places they can just respawn from.
Like 7 gaps in my teeth have cavities.
Yeah.
3 of them has a cavity on both, on the tooth on either side.
Okay.
But anyway, I have to go to the dentist twice in the next month or so because they do one side at a time.
Yeah, you can't. Otherwise, you'd be... Yeah.
Not everybody knows that. Not everyone's had cavities before.
So is this going to knock you out of the show for a minute?
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
Because they'll just...
Do we need to avoid anything while it's happening?
I mean, they'll just numb me up and do a filling and then it's done.
Have you mentioned that you co-host a podcast where you eat all kinds of sweets and treats?
Be careful with my teeth. I'm losing a fortune.
This is unprofessional. I need these. These are my chomping teeth. Yeah.
One thing that is interesting, to people that haven't had a lot of cavities before, I'm obviously a pro. I'm not.
I would hope so. You're a veteran at this point. You've served your time.
Every teeth have. Yeah, that's why I say I always try to back them up when I can. I floss. I rinse. I do everything. Sometimes there's not enough. I can't hold it against them. They're doing their best. But whenever I have a filling, it changes which side of my mouth I prefer to chew on because not necessarily that it hurts. It feels different. Like your teeth settle different.
Yeah.
So like right now I like to chew on my left side, but who knows after I have these fillings, my whole culinary experience might be,
your mouth's going to be ambidextrous, I guess.
Yeah. Up is down, black is white, left is right.
Well, I hope it goes well. I'm sure it will. There was one time I had like in the far corner, I like one kind of cavity where I had to have like a little cap or whatever. But that was because they were like in the farthest reaches and I just didn't brush quite well enough. But I've never had any before or since. I'm now afraid because I haven't been to the dentist for some time because of COVID and Just, I got lazy about it. I need to do that. I need to get my eyes checked as well.
I haven't had my eyes checked in a very long time.
Yeah. And it's funny because I did bully one of our friends into getting his eyes tested because he kept staring at the screen and having to squint and stuff. Turns out he got glasses because of me being a jerk. So you're welcome, buddy. But anyway, point is, yeah, I need to get that stuff checked out. I was trying to wait till the beginning of the year because my insurance might start to include like vision and dental, which it doesn't currently. No.
That's
well. It could if I wanted to pay more, but it was like this is a lot every month when like usually I don't have any issues with my teeth.
Vision's usually I think I pay.
Vision's like pretty $7. I take that back. Actually, vision's not on it. Otherwise, I would get that because my last job. I was thinking of my last job. My last job, I got vision, but not dental because dental was absurd for every month.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I figured out, I was like, as long as I don't have any major like issues, even if I have like a cavity to fill, the checkup and the cavity appointment would still be less than the total of a year's worth of insurance for it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's like, I was going to rant because then I'm thinking of copays and how you have to like, there's deductibles. You know, what's the point if you're having to pay for like thousands of dollars?
This is America, by God. And if my employer, they are doing everything they can to give me the best insurance possible. And just because I'm one catastrophic medical issue away from being homeless and destitute, that's the price we pay for freedom.
Yeah. Freedom isn't free. It just costs you your health.
If you want dental, you sign up for the military.
Yeah. Well, on that note, speaking of healthy choices and healthcare, let's wrap it up.
Real quick.
Oh, you got another story?
No, not another story. It's kind of an extension of the same story. When I got home, I told Madison that I had cavities. She's never had a cavity.
She doesn't go to the dentist, right? She has like an aversion.
Well, she's started going to the dentist because I called the dentist and set up an appointment.
Good.
Because I got insurance for it. But she was adorable. She said, did they take care of him? And I'm like, oh, no, this, that. You got to go back.
Yeah.
When you have seven cavities.
It's not like one little, they got to do a lot of little things. Yeah.
That was funny. But that was all. That was the end.
Okay. Well, on to the main event. The mixture of all three flavors,
mm-hmm.
graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate, to form the classic, as it's called, the s'more, official s'more flavor for Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'm honestly less excited for this than I was at the beginning, just because of how two out of the three were disappointments.
Yeah, I kind of wish we had planned ahead and done for the graham.
Yeah,
that probably would have been the best.
But I honestly, even if I still want to do an even distribution of all of them.
This is the s'more.
This is the way it had to be. So, all right. Are you going to finish yours or? Oh, did you?
No, there's still some. I might at the end. I don't know.
I gotta say, by golly, the graham cracker did some legwork on that. I'm not saying it's
the dominant
it's great,
flavor,
but it really does. That rug really ties the room together, dude. It really.
Yeah. The least interesting part of an actual s'more is the
the hero
the
here,
fulcrum. The,
yeah, the, it's the load bearing flavor. Yeah. If you will. Again, it's honestly, in spite of the other flavors, how well it works. But I honestly, marshmallow doesn't do anything. It's still just weird, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But the graham cracker with the chocolate,
yeah,
that works
because the chocolate, the intensity of the chocolate on its own. Really diminished
mm-hmm. when they're
combined
together. The graham
cracker's
just like, hold on, graham cracker's coming through here. All eyes are on me.
Yeah.
And so it makes it interesting because it is graham cracker with hints of chocolate and whatever weird flavor marshmallow is supposed to be.
Yeah.
So honestly, in spite of itself, it's actually pretty solid when you mix them together. I'm pleasantly surprised at how tolerable and borderline enjoyable it is, due all in thanks to the graham cracker side of things.
Yeah. What do we say for graham cracker? 4.5, right?
Yeah, 4.5 for sure.
Yeah, I think that one's right. I'm going to stick with that. And I think you nailed it in terms of description. It is better than the sum of its parts. I think it's not as good as the graham cracker.
No.
But I think, you know, mathematically, the chocolate and the marshmallow would be negatives.
Right.
Yeah, so
I'm leaning towards a 3.
I was even going to go 3.5.
But I was thinking about it.
It's kind of like, this is a previous, the poutine mac and cheese, where we're basically 2.753, you know, we're cutting ears. We're basically on the same page again. It's It's a 3 or it's a 3.5. I wouldn't quibble either way.
My main issue is the marshmallow. That's the only thing that really drags it down, much more than the chocolate. Like, the chocolate one, I think, does coexist peacefully with the graham cracker.
Yeah.
That marshmallow is still just an outlier that does not gel with anything.
Yeah. You know what I think bumps it up for me is, just like with the graham cracker, that aftertaste, it's there, and it's not the chocolate or the marshmallow. It's mostly graham cracker, and that's the best part. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And I think it did a good job.
Yeah. The fact that graham cracker could get this 2 or 3 at all, or above, kudos to graham cracker.
Yeah, it's really saying more about graham cracker than anything else.
Can't overstate how much that's the MVP of this one.
Yeah, like, I would buy a 12-pack of cans that were graham cracker flavored without a second thought. I would maybe buy like a bottle of the s'mores occasionally if I was feeling into it.
Yeah, I could see that.
I would just skip the chocolate and the marshmallow. If you gave me a full beverage of chocolate and marshmallow alone, I wouldn't finish it.
I don't think I could either. I would get sick of it before I made it to the end. But the graham cracker one.
Oh, man.
What's nice about it, too, is it's a nice drink, but also like a desserty drink. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it feels like you're drinking a treat.
Like it earns the sugar that's in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not one of those sodas that have 80 grams of sugar and it just tastes like a cola.
Yeah, this, and you're like, why am I killing myself for the same flavor I've had elsewhere?
Yeah, this one actually does taste a little bit sweeter, but not like sickeningly so, because it's just this honey and the cinnamon kind of a thing. Yeah, I think overall, I'm a positive on the lineup.
Somehow, but at the end of the day, I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just graham cracker.
I think that's really the crux of the whole thing.
Graham cracker is LeBron James. The rest of the thing to put together is the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the Lakers, and I was going to correct you and be like, no, it's like the Cavs. So yeah, I agree with that pretty much wholeheartedly, yeah. What an interesting kind of like distribution of good to bad. I can't say I was excited for any of them in particular. I was more hesitant about chocolate than anything, but I really thought marshmallow was going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. Once I smelled it when we poured it, I thought
that was a little the smell. Nervous. It's hard to describe. I know it's like something where you would think we'd be able to come up with a comparison, but really it's just a weird, artificially sweet, but odd smell.
Yeah, it's just artificial chemical flavor.
I am liking the aftertaste, though, of this s'more. Yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. I'm still going to say 3, but it's a strong 3. I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all the same, regardless of how some of them were misses, appreciate Pepsi choosing us to talk about it and review it.
Yeah.
Hope we keep winning stuff from them because it's fun to talk about it. We'll do the hashtag thing. And
yeah, we'll have to take a picture of ourselves and pretend like there's still anything in the cups because I just realized I finished mine. And then we'll tag ourselves in Pepsi.
And they'll like the fact that we have the IHOP Pepsi collaboration of the maple syrup as our box holding the mic up.
That's our podcast gear box. Now we have the s'mores box.
We really need to like someday just actually figure out a legitimate setup for our podcast stuff. But
yeah, I feel like
it's kind of charming in how jank it is. But
I do feel like we're in a bit of a rut. We're due for an upgrade.
Yeah,
like probably. When you're reading a web comic and like every
suddenly night. The art. Yeah.
So real quick though, I have a s'mores story. I want to go for
a s'mores story too. Wait, did you have a marshmallow story?
The cavities.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. S'mores time. Smorta.
So, you have a friend that's come over a few times, Monica.
Yes.
And she brought over to an event that we had a...
Oh, yeah.
Like a in-house kitchen s'more maker. Basically
this, just, like that s'mores kit thing where you could make it. It was like a little... It wasn't gas-powered, but it was like... Or was it gas-powered?
It probably...
It had some sort of liquid or something you used to like light it and then... Yeah, you make s'mores over it, but it was very it was like do-it-yourself.
Like a food torch Bunsen burner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you could toast marshmallows on it, and it really did a good job, I think, making marshmallows.
We were able to have like 2 to 3 people at once toasting their
marshmallows. Yeah, and they came out nice and golden brown. I was even able to make good marshmallows, and I, exactly, if anything, it was better than an open fire because you could control how much heat there is. Yeah, I agree.
There wasn't any variance.
I was a big fan. I would buy one of those
and
be very happy with it. So that's the setup. Here's the story.
Ooh, okay.
A couple weeks ago at my workplace, we had a little fall Halloween party. So there was like a pumpkin carving competition and there, like, people brought apple cider and apple pies and homemade stuff, whatever. And in the back, they had s'mores. Which I was very excited about.
Oh, sure.
So I went back there, and they had one of those little s'mores.
And, oh, nice.
Now, I will say that I think they were underpowering the flame a little bit. I don't know if that was, you know, a liability thing.
Probably a precautionary
thing. Or maybe
thing.
That person just doesn't know how to make s'mores. That's also
well,
possible.
Well, that too, maybe.
But, so it wasn't as good as what we had here, where we were able to control the flame ourselves. But it still toasted the marshmallows just fine. It maybe took a little longer, but... It did a great job. But as I was doing it, other people would come by. And like there was one guy, he was doing it and he didn't know what he was doing. He had it way off to the side and way up in the, like it wasn't getting any heat.
Oh.
And he was complaining about how long it was taking. You know, it's not worth it. And then a bunch of people would come by and they were cracking jokes about how it wasn't, you know, how dumb it was and how ridiculous it is to be making a s'more. Meanwhile, I'm just, you know, I'm toasting my s'more because I want a s'more.
This ain't your first dance.
Yeah. But, you know, I got to say, I was just... really frustrated by all the negativity. That's basically the whole story, is that people, they have this good thing. I'm trying to enjoy myself. I'm trying to have fun.
Right.
And, you know, maybe other people would have done the same, but everyone comes by and they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's trying to be funny. Well, I can be funny and make a joke about it, too. Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody brought in this thing and they're trying to do s'mores and be a nice thing, and then people are just pooping on it. And I didn't like it.
It happens.
Just bad vibes.
But, you know, at least the s'more was enjoyable, I assume.
Yeah, mine was great.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of sad, but I'm glad you were able to still enjoy your food and everything. Anything else before we put a bow on this? I feel like there's not much else to really dive into. I will say, actually, I do have something I do want to say. So they promoted this as like the end of summer, last day of summer thing. I feel like, though... they should have had this a little bit before the actual end of summer, so we could have gotten this during that, like, Halloween-y fall time. Because when I think of s'more stuff, and I think of, like, that, you know, period of time in the fall when you have that, it's always, like, October. October's the month when you do, like, outdoorsy stuff. Because November, at least in Ohio, is when it starts to get colder, usually.
Yeah.
Well, climate change has changed the game a little bit. It's still nice and warm in November. But usually, November is kind of more of a... all right, we're getting into Thanksgiving. Things are getting chilly outside.
Yeah.
It's more indoor activity stuff.
So
I feel like they would. I feel like they should have, again, done it like maybe a month earlier and have it be a thing where the winners would get it at the end of summer to kick off fall and have it, because we didn't get it until weeks after that ended.
Yeah.
So it just felt like it was a little too late in the timeline to be as, you know, on topic.
Yeah. So here's my... I don't want to actually do it, but because it'd be sound stupid. So I'm going to say it anyway, but I just want people to know that I'm saying this because of how silly it sounds.
Okay.
These are my hashtag s'mores thoughts.
Oh, no.
Right. See, I knew ahead of time that it was going to sound stupid.
Sure.
So that's why I was doing it. Anyway, you're right on the penny in terms of it being a little bit too late, because... you can still have fire pits in November.
Yeah.
And that's a great time to have a fire. But you do s'mores at the end of the fire pit.
Yep.
When the fire's dying down, you have to be right up in there to get the marshmallow toasted. So it has to be cold enough that it's fire season, but warm enough that you can be comfortable with just a jacket while you're sitting there toasting your marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. It should be October. The leaves should still be on the trees.
Yep.
They should be changing colors. Maybe they're just about to fall. There's leaves on the ground. And then you're just sitting there and you got your marshmallow and you're toasting it. And then you got your graham crackers and your chocolates and you smush them together and you just have a delicious s'more and just a fuzz too late in the season.
Although I will say we've had these for probably a couple of weeks, but all the same, we didn't get them until like mid-October. I don't know. I just feel like it should have been a thing where, again, we got those like 2 to 3 weeks earlier. So it was really... on brand for what was happening seasonally.
Or, you know what, Pepsi, just October 1st to November 10th. Just that sell too. Them in stores.
Yeah. Mid-September even. Start mid-September all the way to end of November.
Let me buy a fun little six-pack of Pepsi cans that have maybe two of each, or maybe just four graham crackers and one marshmallow and one chocolate.
I was thinking about it. It would be fun to do that and then have it for like a get-together where everybody tries the different flavors and mixes them up into a s'more. You could have a little like fun Pepsi, just fun little taste test thing. So I feel like
I'll bet you for like Halloween parties and stuff, some of these would mix very well with alcohol.
Ooh,
the graham cracker one, maybe the s'mores one.
Yeah.
So I think they're
a boozy s'more drink.
Yeah. They are leaving money on the table.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing with the, like we talked about with the maple syrup one. You could have had that served at IHOP's as a fun exclusive drink. But
it's like the Sweets and Snacks Expo. I'm sitting here with money in my hand and I'm saying, Pepsi, I would like you to take this money in exchange for a delicious beverage. And Pepsi says, no, you just have, you're going to take what we give you.
That's true.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Unlike our podcast.
God, I hope so. Yeah. I don't want to, I mean, you know, I'm not saying we're batting 100, but I feel like we do all right overall.
Well, batting 1,000 is the expression. If we're batting 100, we're actually batting very poorly.
Okay, right. Batting 1,000. That's right.
Yeah.
Slam dunk. Goal.
We have one of the worst batting averages in baseball history. We're doing our best.
But we're not playing baseball. We're talking turkey.
And it's near, right near.
It is near Thanksgiving. We'll have to figure out a Thanksgiving episode.
We really should.
I haven't really seen anything seasonally be a fun.
We could do. We can cut this out when we release the episode, but there's a lot of places like you can just do a thing. Just that's kind of,
we could do that maybe,
you know. Right by Thanksgiving here and right around the corner, all the holidays, all the tasty treats. And while you're eating your turkey and your mashed potatoes and your cranberry sauce and your casseroles and your eggnog, whatever else people have on Thanksgiving, you can think to yourself, man, I wonder what my friends Billy and Jeff would think about this Thanksgiving meal. I wonder what they think about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask them. Maybe I'll pull out my phone and I'll reach out to them.
Mom, Dad, I can't talk right now. I have to post on my favorite podcast social media page.
Yeah, either Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
That was the sloppiest.
What do you mean sloppy? I thought that was pretty good.
That was a pretty tenuous, I don't know. That they would do it on Thanksgiving seems a little weird.
What, you don't think that there's not going to be any one of our listeners that's going to be in the middle of an awkward silence at the Thanksgiving dinner table right after election season?
Okay, so here's the thing. If anybody does comment or say anything on our social medias on Thanksgiving Day, I'll admit being completely wrong.
Maybe we'll do it if you post to our social media on Thanksgiving Day. We'll do another drawing. We'll send out another prize.
Fine. But also, it doesn't count if Madison does it.
Well,
it
didn't before. Count. Yeah, we.
You know, I want to make that very clear. Can't be an immediate family member or somebody we're married to, like that.
No, that I think that's a fair rule. Like all great giveaways, we have to have our rules and regulations. No purchase necessary.
What are we selling that they could even buy?
They could send us money.
Should we make merch?
Yeah, we absolutely should.
And so we sell
and we should make a website.
We should make a website. I do agree.
And I should be more diligent about posting on the social medias and hyping us up. There's a lot of things we could do.
There are.
Maybe one day we'll sit down. We'll
there's only so many hours.
We'll make a market. I know. That's the trouble.
Yeah. We even do this is kind of a... That we're still doing it is very impressive to me, honestly.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is. If it's just, you know, Madison and a couple of our friends listening, what the heck?
We get to try stuff. Madison is way behind.
Well, that's fine.
We'll catch up.
Hopefully they do. If not, I get it.
Next time we're on a road trip.
But this is why
prizes we inside time. Just
well, this is why we only do one episode a week because we realized we were kind of possibly overloading people.
Yeah.
But that's in the past.
But not you, loyal listener.
No. You are here at the cutting edge. The newest episode just dropped, and here you are, presumably day one of this being available.
Yep. Your uncle just said something pretty questionable at Thanksgiving. We'll pull out your phone, pop in your earbuds, and plug in the Prizes Inside podcast while you reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Prizes Inside.
That's true.
You'll know, being a long-time loyal listener, that that's prizes, plural, inside.
Yeah. And if you want to send an email on Thanksgiving to somebody, vent some frustrations or talk about whatever's on your mind, be it food related or just whatever.
Maybe you want to tell us about your uncle.
Yeah. You can email us prizesinside@gmail.com and we'll be sure to read it and probably respond at a certain point. But I'm going to be honest, if you're sending it on Thanksgiving, I don't think either one of us are going to be taking the time to check, but...
Well, probably not that day.
But probably not that day. But that weekend...
We'll reply with our own awkward family story. We'll bond over it.
Maybe we'll just have a fun little, a bonding session over awkward Thanksgiving memories. Although, honestly, I don't really have any. My Thanksgivings are usually pretty, by the book. Bog standard.
That's nice.
But we'll see. Anyway, I think that does it for us, right?
Yeah, I think we're about. We've already done the social media bits.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, we're really.
Yeah, that's that. We've basically said. Stretch. All right.
Well, I better be hitting the old duster shot. The whelp of the episode.
You all know every one of our listeners.
Any Midwesterner Midwest, totally knows. Yeah, and it's great because it can be said by the person wanting to leave or the person being like, "You need to leave."
Yeah.
Because if there's that awkward silence and somebody's like, "Well, that's the cue. We're done."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's respected by all.
The other thing that's really great about it is because what we're doing, my grandparents used to do this. Like, you would say, all right, well, we got
to
get going.
Well, you don't need to rush
and
off.
So what they would do, they wouldn't do that.
Oh, really?
They would let you get up and put your shoes on and your coat on, and then just be standing in the doorway.
Yeah.
And then they would come over and, start remarking still another conversation. On the weather or the car. Or,
yeah. It's like the announcement, but then there's still like... Another wind down conversation.
There's a goodbye ritual in the Midwest, probably elsewhere too, but both of us are from the Midwest, so this is where our experience lies.
And if you're not from the Midwest, feel free to ask us on our social medias and email.
Tell us how you say
your cultures
goodbye.
Are like. Yeah.
Yeah. What your cultures are like.
People out in the farther Midwest, maybe they do things a little different. I don't know. Maybe we're a global sensation at this point by the time this episode drops,
God, I don't know what would have to happen for that to
so
be
so many
true.
Things. So many random coincidences and happy accidents would have to occur, but one can dream.
So anyway, 10 minutes ago we tried to wrap this up.
So now really are.
We're still at the doorway just flapping our gums.
But now we're opening the door and the car is right out there.
My hand's on the knob. Yep. I'm just waiting for the next break and the conversation to turn it.
All right, well, have a good night. Take care. Drive safe.
Yeah, we will. I will call you when we get home.
All right.
So I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And thank you for listening to Prizes Inside.
Door shut.